Hello and welcome to the Closeted Soul podcast. My mission is to inspire you to practice self-love, self-understanding, and self-acceptance through the world of the woo. The spiritual world has so much wisdom and insight to share with us. We can really begin to work with the magical side of life once we simply decide. Don't worry though, I understand this isn't something that has come easily to me either. However, the more often I show up and I do the work, the closer I get to myself, healing, and living a life that's truly self-designed. So join me on this insane and beautiful journey of self-discovery, and let's learn and grow together in both the physical and spiritual world. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Closeted Soul podcast. Thank you so much for choosing to be here. I think that I'm just going to get straight into it for this episode. And for this episode, I've decided that I wanted to talk all about the law of attraction. Now, the law of attraction was like my gateway drug into this world of spirituality. It was the thing that enticed me to want to learn about things like practicing gratitude every day, changing your mindset and meditation, all of that good stuff. Prior to learning about the law of attraction, which I'll get into because the way that it was introduced to me was so divinely guided, but prior to that, I'd never ever heard of the concept before. I didn't really know what it was, and no one in my life really spoke to me about it. I'm just going to give you guys a brief definition on what the law of attraction is so that you understand a little bit about what it is just in case you're unsure. The law of attraction is essentially the idea that you can attract anything you want into this physical reality as long as you become an energetic match to that thing. So this involves like changing your mindset, changing your belief systems, changing your subconscious programming. So there's like, it goes into a whole lot, and this concept gets really deep. At the end of the podcast episode, I do want to give you guys some recommendations of people that really help to help me in my understanding of this concept, because it is quite broad and there are a lot of layers to it. Prior to my spiritual awakening, if you've listened to a couple of my episodes now, you know that I struggled with mental health on a really, really deep level. And for my whole life, this is kind of how I've always dealt with my issues. I would drown myself in content, whether it's YouTube content, whether it's content on TV. TV shows were a massive favorite of mine, or movies, anything where I could actually immerse myself into somebody else's reality, I would do it because I didn't want to deal with my own problems, with my own issues. So because of that and that fear that I kind of had dealing with myself, I would just drown myself in online content. So when my mental health was severely declining, I was desperately trying to look for people to distract myself with on YouTube, and I ended up coming across a YouTuber called Hayley Reese. Now, if you haven't heard of Hayley Reese before, I'll just explain a little bit of a background on who she is. But she's essentially a paranormal YouTuber. Now, if you listen to episode 2 of this podcast, you know that I was an atheist and a realist. So she's actually quite a religious person, and her whole YouTube platform is all about the paranormal. Yet I felt drawn to her content. When I first watched her, I didn't really resonate with her, yet I didn't click away and I wanted more. So I don't really know why I felt so drawn to her. And I just wanted to keep hearing more and more of her paranormal stories. At that point in my life, it was all just entertainment. I didn't really believe in it fully. And I would remember, I would just like watch her telling the story and try to work out whether or not it was true. Regardless of that though, I ended up becoming a massive fan of Hayley Reese, and I really wanted to watch all of her content. You know when it gets to that point where you really love someone online and you're just like, I don't even care what they do, I just want to consume anything that they make? That's the point that it got to with me and Hayley. I was just like, I don't even care what it is, I just want to watch it if she's in it. So that's what I would do, and I would watch all of her videos. While I didn't fully believe in the stories that she was telling, it was purely just entertainment for me at the start, but I also really loved her perspective on the paranormal world. For a long time growing up, I always demonized the paranormal world. I was always so scared of it because of like how the media would portray it and all of that sort of stuff. So getting that different perspective, because she would talk about the paranormal world and spirits in such a loving way, I just felt drawn to it. I was like, it's such a different perspective. I've never heard anyone really, you know, talk about the paranormal world to be so beautiful. She does talk about scary things, but she also has lots of beautiful stories anyway. So I, yeah, became consumed by her in that way. I sound like a crazy person, like fully consumed by her. What the hell? To continue on, basically, I ended up coming across a video and I think it was titled Magic is Real, something like that. And for some reason, I was like, whoa, like my eyes were just drawn to this video and I was like, I want to see what she's talking about here. So I click onto it and of course, it was all about the law of attraction. Now, it was the first time I was hearing the topic and I remember I became very interested in this concept and I was like, I've never heard of this before. This sounds really, really awesome. Let me look in further. And then I came across, I think it was like Aaron Dowdy, Lior Alexandra. And at the start, I was like, they're all YouTubers that are really into the law of attraction. But when I first like saw their content, I was like, oh my God, these people are, you know, woo-woo, not my thing. I don't know what this concept is. So I would like let it go. But then I would find myself interested again in a couple of days. Like the concept just kept coming up in my brain, like the law of attraction, you should look into it, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so then I started to consume more and more content and I was very, very skeptical of it. As you are if you're an atheist and a realist, right? My ego kept coming in saying like, if this was real, why doesn't everyone talk about this? Why is this not something I've ever heard about before? Also, one of my biggest reservations with religion was being brainwashed. So then I felt like I was getting brainwashed by this law of attraction content. I'm like, I feel like I'm getting brainwashed. Is this real? You know, am I going to get sucked into something? And I just, my ego would spiral, right? But for some reason, the information didn't feel wrong to me. And it felt like I needed to know more and more and more. So Hayley recommended a book that she said changed her life. And of course it was The Law of Attraction by Jerry and Esther Hicks. So naturally, I bought the Audible version of that book and I wanted to learn everything about it. Hearing Abraham teach made me feel a range of emotions. First, I was thinking, this lady is faking this. This doesn't make any sense. And then I would become kind of consumed by what he says. And it really got me thinking about my internal state because I was quite a negative person. I never ever looked at anything in a positive light. I was really in the mindset of life is happening to me rather than for me. So I thought maybe I'm the reason why I'm having this terrible experience on earth. Maybe it is all within me and all I have to do is change my mindset. But I didn't realize how hard this was going to be. So this is all prior to my spiritual awakening. So every day I started to practice gratitude and I started to meditate. Like I said, meditation during the beginning stages was really, really hard for me. And because I had the law of attraction in the background, whenever I would sit there meditating or if I would try to visualize something to bring into my reality, I would freak out. I would seriously freak out and then I'd start thinking about the most horrible way that this thing can come into my reality. For example, if I was trying to manifest money, I'd be thinking about the money, but then I'd think about a way that the money would come to me in the most like horrible way, like through the death of a family member. And I'd sit there thinking about that. And then I would freak myself out that I sat there thinking about that, that now I thought that I was going to attract that into my reality. So it was such a toxic cycle. So I became very, very scared of the law of attraction quickly. It's funny that I say this now because while I had that fear about doing it wrong and then attracting the wrong thing into my life, also, like a part of me didn't believe it. A part of me was still questioning whether or not this was actually true. Yet, if it was something negative, I believed it to be true. I was like, of course that could happen. Of course I would attract that into my reality because that was the mind frame that I was in. I really felt that bad things happened to me and I was such a magnet for negative bad things and bad and inconvenient things happening in my life. Now that I think about that, I'm like, I'm glad that that's changed. I'm so glad that I got to like change my perspective, but it does take time. You have to be so consistent with this stuff in order for it to actually start to implement. Anyway, so I went through this really like back and forth relationship with the law of attraction, not knowing whether or not it was real, being afraid to manifest, and then, you know, questioning it again and then being afraid. And then it was this real toxic cycle. The crazy thing is that even though I was questioning it and I was going back and forth with it, deep down, I knew that I wanted it to be true. This is why I struggled so hard with believing in it, because deep down, if I was cutting the bullshit with myself, deep down, I needed this concept to be real. It was the only hope I had left in my mind. I was like, this is the only hope I have left to really live a life that I truly, truly love. And I want this concept to be true. I want this to be so true that I was also kind of afraid to put it to the test. And I don't know if anyone's ever felt that with the law of attraction, because that was one of my biggest blocks for actually trying to manifest as well. Deep down, I didn't want to be proven wrong. I know a lot of people go into it and they're like, fine, you're saying this works. I'm going to do all the things and see if this thing comes into my reality. And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, then you're a liar. But for me, it was like my pillar of hope, and I did not want to be proven wrong. I sound like a nut job, don't I? But that's seriously the mind frame that I was in. So anyway, fast forward to my spiritual awakening journey. If you want to hear all about that, watch episode 2 of this podcast, because I go into all of that in episode 2. But when I had my spiritual awakening, I was questioning everything in my reality. And I'm like, you know what? If this is true, if the law of attraction is a thing, universe, I need you to show me a sign. I need you to pull through for me. I need a clear-cut yes or no answer that this is real. If it's real, I will follow this path. I will completely commit to this path, and I will focus on my spirituality, my spiritual awakening, all of that sort of stuff. I'm like, I will focus on it. If it's not real, just I want to know. It was kind of like that point. I was like, I need a sign that this is real. And that's exactly what the universe gave me. So that's another thing I want to remind you of. If you want to know something, put the intention out there, set that intention, ask the universe, ask your guides, make sure you're calling on your highest vibrational loving guides that have your best interest in heart, at heart. but do that, really do it, because you will get your answer. So I was like at this point of desperation and I got my answer. At the time, this all happened during lockdown. So I was still going to work at this point, because I worked with a doctor and we were still able to trade. So after work, I'd come home one day and my partner and I were going on walks regularly with the dogs, because obviously we're always stuck inside and we can't really do much, especially him having to work from home. So we would go on a walk every time that I got home. When I got home this particular day, we went on the walk as we usually did, and something kind of popped into my head. And I guess that's how spirit communicates with us, right? The spirit communicates through you, so through your own voice. I heard a medium say that on the Balanced Blonde podcast, and I was like, wow, that is so, so true. I was always looking for something outside of me, but no, she said spirit comes in your own voice. That's the words that she used. But it was really, really good. I'm trying to remember her name, but I can't. But it was on the Balanced Blonde podcast. Anyway, so something popped in my head and it told me to say out loud, wouldn't it be nice to find a four-leaf clover? Now, a four-leaf clover, there's a whole backstory on this. So when I was a kid, I watched my mum find a four-leaf clover and I saw it kind of lit up all this joy in her when she found it. And she looked at me when she found the clover and she said, this will bring you so much luck. And I thought, ever since I saw that, like, day where she was just completely lit up by finding the clover, I thought, I want to find a clover. And my whole life, I've been looking for a clover ever since, so a four-leaf clover. And I would do this like subconsciously now, because I didn't so much. Like, I wasn't obsessed over finding one anymore when I was older, obviously, but it was still like in my subconscious. So whenever I would go on a walk, I would look down and I'd subconsciously be looking for four-leaf clovers. So this particular walk, I was doing what I always did, and, you know, I had the thought to say, wouldn't it be nice to find a four-leaf clover? And then I set that intention. I said it out loud to my partner. My partner just kind of looked at me, didn't really think anything of it. And then I immediately felt scared that I had set that intention, because I didn't want to be disappointed and I didn't want to put that expectation on the universe. So I completely let go of what I said. I'm like, actually, I don't have any expectations to find the clover. I don't know why I said that. I take that back. like literally went, you know that scene from House Bunny where she's like, I take it back, I take it back, I take it back. That was literally me. I was like, nope, I take it back. I do not set that intention. And I completely forgot about it because I didn't want to get disappointed. I know it sounds dramatic, but this is how much I wanted the law of attraction to be real. Anyway, that night passes and it's all normal, whatever. The next day comes, I go to work, I come home, we go on our walk again. I am not kidding you guys. Within 2 minutes of the walk, I'm looking down at that same bush I was looking at when I set that intention, and there is a four-leaf clover sticking up out of the bush. Like it's on a taller stem than all the rest, and it's right in the center of the clover bush. And I just saw it, like within seconds, I saw it as soon as I looked down, and I'm like, no fucking way. I have found a four-leaf clover. Like, what? And I still carry this clover in my phone. So I'll put a photo up on Instagram just to show you guys I am not lying. Seriously found the clover. And it wasn't even this like, oh my God, I have a four-leaf clover. This is so lucky. This is going to give bring me so much prosperity or anything like that. It didn't symbolize that for me. It was my sign from the universe. And that's why I carry it around today. It was my sign from the universe telling me this is real. This stuff is real. You need to go down this path. So ever since that day, I dedicated my life to learning all about the spiritual world, all about the esoteric world, and all about the law of attraction. During the beginning stages of my awakening journey, I did obsess over the law of attraction a little bit, and I was obsessing over like cultivating my own reality. Now I'm more chilled about it, and I am trying to work with the flow of life rather than, trying to control it, because there's like a really fine line between working with the law of attraction and then trying to, you know, control your life and control the universe and all of that sort of stuff. Because the reality is life is unpredictable. Things are going to happen for a purpose and we can't control everything, but you can create the life that you want. You can bring things into your life if you are an energetic match to them. So let me explain this a little bit more because it sounds a little bit contradictory. Yeah, gonna go with it. So when I first started to play around with the concept of the law of attraction, like when I finally got my proof, this was when I was finally okay to start experimenting with it. So I started to play around with small things, things that didn't really mean much to me. An example is I remember one day I was thinking about avocados and I was like, all right, I am going to try to attract more avocados into my life. Now, this is me being extremely silly, and I was just trying to focus on something that I had no attachment to. And that's actually what they recommend. So people that teach the law of attraction actually recommend that you try to attract something that you don't hold too much importance to, right? Something that is not such a big thing in your mind. So maybe it's like a dollar on the street or a cup of coffee or anything like that. So that's what they recommend to start with. So I started working with avocados, and I was like, avocados are different. Like, I'm going to do that. So I started talking up the avocado fruit, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so lucky for avocados. I'm so grateful for them. I'm so grateful for the nutrients I get out of them. I'm so grateful that I can afford avocados. And I started, really talking it up, just having fun with it. Completely forgot that I did this and went about my day as I normally did. And the next day, my mum's friend, this isn't even my friend, and we're in lockdown, so everyone's supposed to be home. But my mum's friend texts me. Now, we don't even talk, so it's not like we sit there texting each other and we call each other. She's my mum's friend. So she texts me and she's like, hey, just letting you know that I've left a bag of avocados at your front door. Give some to your mum for me. Thanks. We hadn't even been talking. This happened completely randomly. She literally left a bag of organic, freshly grown avocados at my front door the day after I was talking up the avocado fruit. That is seriously how fast this stuff can work. And I was like, surely effing not. What the hell is happening? So honestly, try it because it will seriously happen. If you fully believe that this stuff can happen, it will seriously happen and you'll freak yourself out because it can be the weirdest things and it can come in the most weirdest ways. So the avocado, like I didn't literally have to get a bag of avocados to attract them into my reality. I could have been shown avocados on, social media. It can come in the most weirdest way. It can come up in a conversation. Just things like that could be a form of the law of attraction. So it's important to stay open and if you want to manifest something into your life, I recommend just being specific because it can come up in, many different ways. An example of this is when I started to get back into life and work and I was trying to integrate this spiritual stuff with my normal everyday life, I realized that, when I would go to work and I'd, be talking about certain things predominantly throughout the day, as you do at work, because it can get a little repetitive, right? So the things that I would talk most about or focus most on throughout the day would actually start coming up on things like number plates or conversations that I'd have after work and just the craziest thing. So I noticed very quickly that it was literally wherever my focus or my energy went to, that's what I would attract into my reality. So it's not whatever you think about. It's literally what you give focus to and what you give your energy to. That's what you continue to attract into your reality. So I hope that makes sense. That was an important distinction I needed to make in order to continue learning about the law of attraction because it was a really fine line of me becoming fearful that I was going to attract something negative into my reality. So, really learning about that because what I mean by that is when you first start learning about this concept, you learn that it's working regardless of what you want, right? And that scared me because my mind goes to the most dark places sometimes. So I was under the impression that whatever I would think about in my mind, I could potentially attract into my reality. But it's usually whatever you give focus to. So actually practicing meditation is what helped me with this. So learning to meditate and detach from my thoughts and realize that I am not my thoughts, I am not what I think about, really helped me to decipher between, what it is I wanted to attract into my life and what wasn't mine. So what was just kind of being absorbed through my environment, right? So just to clarify, I do want to say this again. I know I just briefly said it. The law of attraction is always working. The law of attraction is working whether you want it to or not. So just keep in your mind where your focus and your energy goes, that's where energy flows and that's what you attract. So before I go any further with this, I do want to just pop in a little bit of a story time because I thought this was cool as well. So when I was shown that it was real and then I started working with it in my everyday life and I kept getting proof that it was real, I really wanted my partner to be a part of it. I wanted everyone to know. I was like, oh my God, guys, we can create our own reality. We can bring whatever it is we want into our reality. Let's all do this. This is amazing stuff. So I really wanted my partner to be a part of it. Now, my partner is definitely more of a realist, right? So he's very much an agnostic person. So he doesn't really have any set beliefs. He's just kind of open to receiving anything, but he is very much a realist in that he believes in kind of what is proven to him, right? So he is really hard to convince when it comes to this sort of stuff. I always tell him of my experiences and he just kind of goes, cool. That's a weird coincidence, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it's not a coincidence, but whatever. He can do his own thing and I do mine. As long as we kind of respect each other in that way, that's all that matters. But at the beginning, I really wanted him to learn about the law of attraction. So I was telling him about it and he's like, that makes no sense. This is a silly concept. You don't know what you're talking about. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I couldn't really relay what I was learning back to him because I was just learning it. So it was all new to me as well. So I couldn't really argue it and nor did I want to anyway. I can't be bothered sitting there trying to prove to someone that this stuff is real. You either believe it or you don't. If you choose not to believe it, that's your own prerogative. what is wrong with me? I've been talking for too long. But yeah, so I'm like, it's your own thing to deal with. So whatever. So he goes, I let it go because it was making me a little mad that he was kind of like telling me that I was wrong. And I was like, you know what, whatever. I'm just not going to do this because we're obviously getting into a little bit of a fight here. So I'm like, you do you, I'll do me. But ever since planting that seed into his mind and mentioning the law of attraction, he started to become more observant to it. So, you know, without me doing anything other than mentioning it to him, he started to see it pop up in his own life. Then I think a couple of months later, he came up to me and he's like, oh my God, the law of attraction is real, blah, 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 this and this and this happened. And he's like, it's so crazy. And I'm like, I told you it's real. I'm like, I literally told you it's real. And he was just like realizing small little synchronicities of things he would speak about, and then things would come up later on throughout the day. And he just like started to slowly, slowly realize that, you know, things were being attracted into his physical reality. Now, there was one specific thing he actually fully manifested. And when it happened, I just looked at him and I was like, I told you it's real. You haven't been listening to me. But basically, whenever we would go on a walk, kind of like what I did with the four-leaf clover, he would do with birds. He loves animals so, so, so much. It's one of the things I love about him the most. But he loves animals, and he really, really wants a bird, but he doesn't want to clip the wings of the bird because he doesn't believe in that. And I'm like, oh, that's really, really nice. So he would say things like he wants to find a baby bird wandering around so he can nurse it and mother it, and then it will know him from a young age. And that way the bird can kind of live a freedom lifestyle and go and come back from its home, its nest, its mum, basically, and he would be the mum in that story. So yeah, he would do that. And yeah, massive bird person. So at my house, he would always feed the birds. At our house, he would always feed the birds, and especially magpies. He really, really loves magpies. And I say that they're his spirit animal, but he doesn't listen to me, but I'm telling you, they're a spirit animal. But yeah, so specifically magpies he loves. But that's a thing he's always said to me. He's always said, I really want to find like a little baby bird and nurse it back to health and like love it until it grows up and then it knows him from a young age. And that way he can have a pet bird, basically. So one specific day, he ends up calling me and he sends me a photo of a baby magpie that he found in our street. And I'm like, you're shitting me, right? And he's like, no. And he's gone quiet because he knows that I've been talking about the law of attraction. And he's like, and I, before even saying anything, I'm like, you manifested this. I'm like, you literally manifested a baby bird into your reality. Literally everything that you wanted was just manifested. And he just kind of looked at me. He went silent over the phone. He's like, I know, just stop. Because he started to get really like nervous for the bird and its health. And he realized how big the responsibility is. Don't worry, we called like a service that protects wildlife. So you call them whenever you find an injured animal in Australia. So that's what we did. So we dealt with the situation. It was all good. We didn't nurse the baby bird or anything like that because that was way too much responsibility for us. It's funny that I'm saying that now because I literally found an abandoned baby kitten the other week and I've been nursing that back to health, and now we're going to keep the kitten because we are literally psychos. We love animals so, so, so much. But yeah, it is a lot of responsibility, but that was really funny because I'm like, you manifested this. And we also actually manifested the little kitten. We've been talking about it for ages that we really, really want a little kitten. And we also said that we wanted to rescue one. Okay, that was just a little bit of a side story, but I really wanted to mention that. So if you have anyone in your life that's, you know, telling you that this stuff isn't real and that you're crazy, don't worry, they'll soon see. Either they won't see or they most likely will see because you've put these thoughts and you're planting these ideas into their head. But don't become obsessed over it. They're on their own path and you're on your own path. As long as they're completely respectful with everything that you want to kind of believe in and the path that you want to go down, and you have to be respectful of their path and what they believe in as well. Now to get back on track, through practicing the law of attraction regularly and playing around with different manifestations, I really saw how easily things would come to me when I didn't hold attachment to the thing. For example, avocados so easily came, you know, when I didn't hold attachment to them. Anything that was of little importance to me came to me so easily. Another thing that I really came to realize during this manifestation sort of journey and experiment is that when I would manifest for the people around me and for, yeah, people in my life, that would also come into fruition really, really easily as well. However, when I would try to manifest something for me, whether it be career, whether it be financial goals, anything like that, there would be so much resistance around it. And I could literally feel it as I was doing the manifestations. I could feel the resistance around the thing. It could be anything. If it had to do with me and me receiving something that I've always wanted, I didn't think that it was possible. And all of this resistance, all of these limiting beliefs would come up. I don't think I explained what limiting beliefs are. Limiting beliefs are essentially the beliefs or the programming that we get through our whole life. So, you know, if there's a thing that you're told when you're a kid, like, you know, I don't know, say it's money for me. It was always money's hard to come by. We're never going to be rich or we're never going to have any money. Only the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, things like that. So those things become really programmed into my subconscious, and subconsciously, that's how I view money. That's how I've always viewed money. I always thought money was hard to come by, and I never thought that I will have a lot, that I would have lots of money. So that's what limiting beliefs are. And that's something to really, really focus on when you're trying to practice the law of attraction. You need to actually actively, you know, cut the bullshit with yourself, figure out why you don't believe in the thing that you want to attract and what you want to manifest. It could even, maybe it's not even something your family told you. Maybe it's something you picked up from society. Like, you know, for example, I don't know, if you want a job on social media being an influencer, right? You might think things like, oh, it's too hard. The market's saturated. You know, this has already been done, so I can't become big in this field, or I can't become noticed in this field, yada, yada, yada. That's a form of a limiting belief. You're already limiting yourself of your desires if that is something that you desire. So when I realized that I had so much resistance around manifesting for myself, I started to journal on it because I'm like, you know, why can I manifest, like, you know, those fun, cute little things so easily? Why can I manifest for other people in my life who I love so much and I'm actually attached to them? So I was kind of like, you know, why can I manifest for them so easily? And why can't I manifest for myself? Why is this resistance showing up for myself? I didn't love myself like I loved the people in my life. I didn't think I was that as important as I viewed them. I literally hold people in my life on a pedestal. I like love them. Any decision they decide to make, any direction they want to go in life, I will be there for them and I will support them in doing that thing. Whereas for myself, I would not do that for myself. I would not trust myself like that. And I would start to doubt myself a lot and tell myself that I can't do it and all the reasons why it's not going to work out. Whereas, you know, if my best friend was coming up to me saying that they wanted to do X, Y, and Z, I'll tell them all the reasons why they can do X, Y, and Z and how I'll be there standing by them, supporting them and trusting them and, you know, pushing them to do the thing that they want to do. So that was one thing. It was self-love. And I'm like, okay, so I clearly have lots of issues around self-love and self-acceptance and, yeah, just really, really loving myself and trusting myself. Another thing that became evident to me during this process was realizing that I struggled to receive things. I really struggled. I did not feel like I deserved anything. And I mean, this could be literally anything. I couldn't receive a compliment without like saying, no, 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 you're wrong. Like, no, don't say that you like my smile. That's going to make me freak out and want to jump off a cliff. Like basically, no, thank you. And that's literally how I was. I just couldn't receive anything, even if it was like money. So I was like trying to manifest money into my life. And then, you know, my mom might come over and be like, oh, here's $100 or $50 for just being my daughter, as some moms do. My mom does that. So she did that. And I would just look at her and be like, no, 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 I don't deserve that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sitting there manifesting money. So the universe is literally giving me money. And I'm like, no, 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 I won't take that. So yeah, you have to like look at that as well. I really, really struggled to receive things. So if you're like that as well, if you really struggle to receive compliments, you could actually be blocking your manifestations as well. So that's where you start with the law of attraction. You look at the thing that you want to manifest, and then you work out what the limiting beliefs are, and you get real with yourself. Really, really sit down with yourself. For a long time, I was resistant to the fact of admitting that I didn't love myself. I would just try to convince my mind, like, yeah, no, I do love myself. No, I do think I deserve that. No, deep down, I didn't think I deserved it. And this was like years and years and years of like programming, basically. So when I was 5, my dad brutally like hit my mum, and it all happened in front of me. And I remember just not feeling important enough for him to stop. So I'll get into that story in a completely separate podcast episode, but it's something that really did happen to me, and it shaped my beliefs on how important I thought that I was. And even after that event, I really, really struggled to have a relationship with my dad. I really felt unwanted, unloved. And I made that a reflection on me. I made that story mean something about me growing up, and that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't good enough to have a dad, and I wasn't good enough to be loved. So in turn, I didn't love myself. And from that, having that core belief implemented in me when I was 5, that has played out in my reality time and time again. So get real with yourself, and you'll have to meditate on this, and it's going to take a while, and be easy on yourself. Some of these things are going to be hard to admit, and it's going to be hard to relive some of those events in your life. But if you're trying to manifest and you want to make this stuff work for you, you do need to look at this side of yourself, and you do need to work to heal it first. Reprogram your mind, tell yourself a different story, and then you can go from there. So I've had this pretty like intense relationship with the law of attraction, and I'm still trying to make it work in my everyday life, and I'm trying to work with it, and I'm trying to work in the flow of it. So let me just give you guys some tips on kind of what I'm doing and things that you might want to also implement and also try. So I've said this before, I went on a whole tangent about it, but the first thing is reprogramming the subconscious mind. Actually working to change your beliefs and change your subconscious programming. So for me at the beginning, it was like having really, really negative thoughts, really negative pattern of thinking. So in order to change that, I practice things like gratitude. I practice gratitude every single day. I still do that to this day. And I really feel into the things that I'm grateful for. And whenever things would kind of start happening in my life, whether it was like a little inconvenience, a fun little story is I was coming home on the train one day from the city to my house, and it's like an hour train ride. And on this particular day, I just kept getting on the wrong train. Even though I was looking at the timetable, it said that this train was here at this time, I would get onto the train and then it would be a completely different train. It actually felt like I was walking into different like parallel universes every single time. And I was literally going to lose my mind. It took me 4 hours to get home that day. Seriously, literally no exaggeration. I just ended up on different train lines the entire day. And I was like, oh my God, what is happening? I was getting so frustrated. And you know, when things like that would happen in the past, when I was in like a really, really negative place, and even prior to my really severe like mental health issues that popped up, I would just always be negative. I'd be like, oh my God, like, crap, this is so shit. My life's the worst. Of course, this would happen to me. This would only happen to me. Only I would get on 4 wrong trains and then have to take the bus to the station and all of those things. And I would make such a fuss and such, I'd suck over the whole situation. But, you know, practicing gratitude and trying to change my thought process, I started to change the way that I thought about the situation. I was like, well, you know what? I have all this time to listen to podcasts now and watch YouTube videos. I'm so grateful that I even have internet on my phone to do that. I'm also grateful that it's during the day when this is happening, because this would be really scary at night. I'm really grateful that I have money to afford the train ticket to go on all these different train lines. And I'm also grateful for possibly being protected by something. Maybe I'm not supposed to be on that train for a reason. Maybe I was supposed to go on all these different trains and go this route home instead. Maybe something bad was going to happen. Maybe someone's going to follow me, whatever. So I really changed the way that I saw the situation. And I do this with everything that happens in my life. And of course, this is a hard thing to do and it takes practice. But that's what you can also start doing to really, really start changing your mind and start looking at life in a way that it's happening for you rather than to you. It's just a nicer way to live. I just want to reiterate how hard this was for me to do. I'm not sitting here like, oh my God, just think all positive thoughts and your life will be swell. Not at all. I grew up in a household where my mum would literally say, if I laugh today, then I'll cry tomorrow. She literally said, you know, if you act happy today, the universe will punish you with dread and misery the next day. That was how she grew up. And that's the thought that she passed like on to me. So I always thought that if I was ever happy, then, you know, I was going to get punished by the universe or something stupid like that. So literally, this was really, really hard for me to do. So if you think the same, if your parents repeat the same thing to you, I recommend changing that if you can. So when I realized a lot of the issues I was having with manifesting was internal and the way that I viewed myself, I knew that I had to change this thinking and this thought pattern, right? So I started looking into hypnotherapy. Now, I know that hypnotherapy is so good for reprogramming the subconscious mind, and this is something that I've only dabbled in a little bit. Lior Alexander is a YouTuber that talks all about the metaphysical world now. She used to be law of attraction based, but now she's all like this, she's into this whole thing. I love her so much. But she started to talk about the fact that she's done hypnosis before. So she's actually trained in hypnotherapy, and she's done, I think it was like one video specifically I was watching on YouTube where she takes you through a hypnosis. And I've never been hypnotized before. And she literally sent me into a trance. And I literally, I was hypnotized, and it was really, really cool. I haven't been able to be hypnotized since because I'm thinking about it too much, but I thought that that was really cool. And she's one of the only people I trust to kind of take me under hypnotherapy. I'm really, really reluctant to trust people on YouTube because obviously you don't know them. So yeah, I don't know. I feel good in her energy. I love her teachings. I love her vibe. So I'm like, yeah, I feel safe having her do that. And I think she's going to take clients soon, so I wonder if she'll do that over the phone. But yeah, if anyone has any other good recommendations on hypnotherapy and, you know, directions to take in that realm of things, because I'm not too well researched in that area, but it's something that I do want to look into, let me know. I'm really, really interested. So I know that that's a good thing to look into, the hypnotherapy, and I've tried Lior's. So that's been good. I've also tried subliminal messaging. So I literally created a track, and I literally put it on when I slept. I don't think that did a thing. I tried for a long time. I really, really felt like it didn't do anything. I think it annoyed me more than anything. So I got rid of that. But one thing that really works is affirmations. So I tried affirmations, and affirmations are essentially repeating like affirmative statements to yourself. Like, I am loved, I am worthy, things like that. That's really basic ones, but you can make them specific to what you want to attract. So a thing that I actually did when I was doing these affirmations is I would create affirmations throughout the day, and I would put them on my alarm clock. So every hour on the hour, I would put a little affirmation, 1 o'clock, then 2 o'clock, then 3 o'clock, and there would be different things. And whenever the alarm would go off, I'd go up to my phone and then I'd repeat the affirmation that comes up. So that's a fun way to repeat affirmations throughout the day, because this is like consistency. You need to continue to do this stuff and keep doing it. The more you say the words, the more you kind of train your brain into thinking that that's true. So it's all consistency and being repetitive. It can really be a bit boring and a little bit mundane, but you're doing it all for a good cause and it's all worth it in the end. So just do it. You can also listen to affirmations on YouTube if you can't think of your own. Lior has good ones as well, all on self-love and worthiness and all of that sort of stuff. So you can listen to her, and you just listen to her say the affirmation and then you'll repeat it after her. But I'm sure there's many that you can search up on YouTube to have a look and see what resonates with you. But yeah, that's been a really powerful way I've been able to reprogram my mind and change my thoughts. Another thing is something that really, really helped me is whenever I would get any sort of negative thought that would come up throughout the day, for example, you're not worthy enough, you're not good enough, blah, 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 whatever it might be, I would then change the thought. So as soon as my mind would say that to myself, say that to me, I'd be like, but what if I am good enough? What if I am the best at this? What if I am loved? Or I'd say, I am loved. I actually am loved. Like, for example, my partner really loves me. My best friend loves me. My mom loves me. And I'd give my ego all these examples of how I am loved. So that's another really powerful way to start reprogramming the mind. And this also can get tedious, but you have to just keep doing it. Literally, this whole world is just consistency. Just consistency, consistency, consistency. And I'm not going to lie, obviously I've fallen out of this and sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But most of the time I am doing these things because I know the benefit they have in the long run. So throughout this whole journey, another thing that has become very evident to me is detachment. So it's okay to want things. It's okay to have desires. But when you make those desires mean something about yourself and your worth and, yeah, anything about you, that is when you are creating resistance to that thing. For example, when I was manifesting my avocados, if I didn't get those avocados, I wasn't going to sit there and be like, oh my God, I'm not loved, I'm not worthy, blah, 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 blah. Those avocados didn't mean anything to me on my self-worth or anything like that, right? So it's really, really important to stop making things mean something about you because they absolutely don't. A good example I have of this is me showing up on social media. This is something I've wanted to do for a very long time, to be creative online, to have some sort of like a creative outlet where I could just express myself in the way that I wanted to. I've wanted to do this for as long as I could remember, but I never felt good enough. And whenever I would kind of upload something or do something in this field, I would immediately retract. And if I wasn't getting the recognition or if I wasn't getting people responding the way that I wanted to, I would make it mean something about myself. I'd be like, oh my God, you're a failure. This didn't work, blah, 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 whatever it might be. And I would get rid of it. And that is why I never took action for so long in this space. And that is why I just sat in my little comfort bubble and I did my own thing. So this is something that I'm really working on, not letting people's opinions define me and not letting things like, you know, creating a podcast define my worthiness. Let's just say that this podcast does become successful and it does reach lots of people and it really, really helps people. Still, that is not a reflection on me. It is not a reflection on my worth and, you know, how loved I am. If this podcast reaches no one and it speaks to no one, that is also not a reflection on my self-worth. So it's so important to have that clarity when you're trying to do things and create things or whatever you're trying to do. You have to detach. Like, you can want the thing, you can desire the thing, but you don't want to make it mean something about you. So if you didn't get the thing, you shouldn't think of yourself as any less. Another tip is when you're actually manifesting something, focus on the feeling. Do whatever it is you want to do to get yourself into feeling like the thing that you want has already happened. You have to think of it as it's happening right now, not that it's going to happen. Because if you're in this, oh, I'm going to get this one day energy, then it's never going to really come to you because it's always one day, one day, one day. You have to be in the feeling now. And people try many different things to do that. So people try to visualize, people create vision boards. So just do whatever resonates with you. I have dabbled in a little bit of everything and I kind of just do it intuitively. Sometimes I just sit there and visualize. Sometimes I'll script, I'll write out, you know, a fake diary entry that's happening right now of the thing that I want to happen. And you'll just have to work out what works with you. And then you also have to trust. So you not only feel it, so don't just think about it, feel it. Feel how grateful you'll be for everything that has happened. Like, express your gratitude. Really feel how good it feels to be in that thing in your desire. And then just trust, let it go. That's the detachment. That's the, okay, cool. I trust that this is going to come to me. I trust that it's all going to be divinely guided. And if it's not the thing that I want, then it's going to be better than the thing that I want. And that's a great energy to stay in. So a little tip here, say that, you know, say your desire, state your desire, and then say or something better. I'm pretty sure I learned that from Manifestation Babe. But yeah, that's a really, really good one to say this or something better. And that way you're still co-creating with the universe, but you're also allowing the universe to do its job and to bring things into your world and your reality. My final little tip for you guys is to not obsess over what you want. There's a fine line between manifesting something and then being in this like controlling energy. And I've been in the controlling energy. It's not fun. So what you want to do is, you know, state your desire. If you really truly trust that it's going to come to you, then you'll intuitively know that. In regards to like how often you should manifest, manifest however you feel, whatever feels right to you. If you feel like you want to focus on one thing for a week, if you feel like you want to focus on one thing for a month, do that thing. Maybe you only feel like you need to say it once, you need to do the manifestation one time and it'll come into your reality. That's also possible. So whatever you feel intuitively, do that. There's no rules around that. You create the rules and the limitations. If you sit there and tell yourself, I need to manifest every single day for an entire month before I get my manifestation, you've created that limitation on yourself. So yeah, look into that a little bit and do that intuitively. But it's just really important that you're not sitting there in this controlling, desperate energy, because you're not going to attract anything in that energy, in that space. So when I find that my desires come to me in the most natural way, it's when I've completely let go of them. So I'm not constantly thinking about them. So if I do my visualization in the morning, I've let it go throughout the rest of the day and I'm just focusing on the moment, you know, that occurs on the moments that happen throughout the day. I'm not thinking about the manifestation. So it's important to keep being in an energy that is high vibrational, in an energy that you feel good in. So it's really important to show up for yourself every single day. I was just reminded of this recently. For a little bit, I've been neglecting myself and I've been neglecting my habits that make me feel good, like waking up early in the morning and meditating and journaling and doing yoga. Like I've really fallen out of my routine. When I do my routine, I feel so abundant, so happy. And I was guided to this video that I actually watched of Lior's during the start of my awakening, of how she, it was like weird ways she raises her vibration. And yeah, it kind of like reintroduced the importance of being in a good vibration as often as you can. Now, you have to be realistic. Obviously, not every single day you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so happy, I'm so abundant, blah, 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 blah. But try to be in that state most days. It's okay if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you're having a bit of a bad day. Acknowledge that, feel those feelings. Sometimes when you're having a crappy day and you just can't put your finger on it, it's just you're just releasing like it's just that you're releasing emotions that might be trapped in the body that need to be released. So sometimes that could be happening, but don't spend every single day in like misery and sad and, you know, in this kind of negative and low vibration. If there are things that you want to attract that are high vibrational, you need to, you know, align to that energy and try to be in that energy as much as you can. A recommendation that Lior mentioned in that video I was guided to was classical music, something I've never tried before, but now I love classical music. I'll put on classical music just off YouTube and it makes me feel like I'm in a fairy tale and I'm like a Disney princess and I'm just, you know, loving my life. So I do that to raise my vibration, or even like putting on old music that really, I don't know, just that's a lots of fun, that feels good. Anything that feels good, I'll try to be in that state. Sometimes it's just cleaning my space, you know, creating the time to actually clean my space, because that makes me feel so satisfied and so good. Another thing is actually eating well as well. So eating for your body, eating in a way that makes your body feel good, and, you know, upping that water intake and doing all of the things that intuitively you know makes you feel good and puts you in a good mood. It could even be as small as making yourself a coffee in the morning. If that makes you feel really, really good, do that. Do the thing that makes you feel really, really good. The longer that you can stay in this vibration of satisfaction, happiness, peace, whatever it is for you, then the closer you get to your desires and your manifestations. So I hope the way that I delivered that information made sense, because my thought train just kept jumping from one thing to another. I just wanted to say so much on this topic because I find it so cool that we have this as humans to work with, and I want everyone to know about it. So before I conclude the episode, I do actually want to give recommendations and shout outs, because I wouldn't be where I am on my spiritual journey without the help of these spiritual leaders and teachers online. I don't know where I would be. So the really good YouTubers that I really found spoke to me a lot in regards to the law of attraction and manifestation and all of that sort of stuff was Lior Alexander. I've mentioned her a couple of times in this episode already. I really, really love her perspective. Aaron Dowdy is a really good one as well. He's really, really good with his videos. I love them together. I love their energy together. And when they get together in videos or podcasts or whatever it is, I love it. What else? How could I forget? Manifestation Babe. She is the number one for law of attraction content. And I've recently been also getting into a podcast called Heal Your Inner World. She has a YouTube channel and also a podcast. And I've really, really enjoyed her as well and her teachings and the things that she has to share. Oh my God, wait, and one more. I have so many, but check these people out. If you want to go further into this content, seriously check them out, because they have shaped my understanding of the law of attraction, and they're the reasons why I know how to actually implement it in my own life now. But the final recommendation is the Gem Goddess on YouTube. I love her tarot reading. I love everything about her, actually, but she also has really good teachings on manifestation and also different perspectives when she talks about this world. So I like that her content like differs a little bit. There's literally so many people to learn from and to grow from in this space. So do your research. You'll find people that you resonate with. But if you need a place to start, then you have those recommendations. If you've made it this far, then thank you so much for sticking around, and I hope that you found this episode useful, and I hope that this has inspired you to want to work with the law of attraction so you can start creating a life that you want and you can start like co-creating with the universe. So yeah, I really, really hope that you enjoyed it and you start to implement some of the tools that I mentioned, or even check out some of the people that I name dropped in this episode. Okay, so I think I'm going to leave it here for today's episode. I've literally spoken so much and all the Shinglish is coming out. I hope that you enjoy your day or night, and I'll see you in the next one, guys. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode and you feel inspired to rate and review the podcast in iTunes, it would mean the world to me. Also, if you are wanting to connect with me on a more intimate platform, you can find me on Instagram @closetedsoul. I would love to hear from you. Finally, you can learn a little bit more about me and this space just by visiting my website at www.closetedsoul.com.